On KQV Pittsburgh, I'm Tom Martin.
And that good go all the way, and those are the Raspberries. It's 4 minutes past 6 o'clock, 6:04. Let's see what I got scheduled for today. Hey, I got some great oldies, and we're going to have a lot of fun on the radio. In fact, I have a weather forecast that'll probably make you wish you could just roll around, turn over, and go back to bed, and I'll check it out for you in a minute.
There's considerably afternoons.
Well, this weather forecast completely differs if you happen to catch the late news last night on what they had. Our forecast says warm, possible rain, heavy at times, with strong, gusty winds today. Small people warnings are up. The high temperature is 75. More rain tonight is likely, and which would mean we might have a little difficulty watching Bobby Clemente get his 3,000th hit. I hope not. I have tickets for tonight's ball game. They wouldn't dare rain on me, would they? 14 KQB. Gary Lewis and Count Me In at 8 minutes past the hour. It's 6:08. Rain heavy at times, possibly. It's a 70% chance of rain today. Would you bet against it? I didn't think so. 8 minutes past six. Did everybody see the POWs come home? I get goose pimples when I think about it now. It sort of makes you wish it was all over, doesn't it?
You want to know why I opened?
Better.
Now you're FDIC.
Thank you. Now it's 9 minutes past the hour, and I want to say a special good morning to all the folks down in Upper St. Clair. All right, well, you don't have to tap your toes to this one. Just shake your jewelry.
Bob DiCarlo, 14KQB.
Well, if you wake up feeling a little bit alone this morning, old Bob DiCarlo, try and get that smile working for you. It is a Friday, TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday. And don't let the weather depress you either because, well, it's fall and it's very changeable. You have, like, sunshine and warm temperatures one day, and then you'll have cool weather the next day. It's going to be just like that today on the wet side, but I'll check that whole forecast in a minute.
TWA brings you the first...
Well, if the weather holds up, the Pirates are back home tonight, and the Mets provide the opposition. Bobby Clemente goes for 3,000 hits, and he'll be facing Tom Seaver. It should be an interesting duel. Big wrestling show at Civic Arena tonight. Tomorrow, Pitt and Northwestern go at each other at 1:30. The Pitt Stadium for Youth Day. And those little guys who forecast, those dummy sports writers who forecast the predictions for the football games in college over the weekend say Pitt's going to lose. What do you guys know? Trini Lopez is at the Holiday House and the Harmer House of Route 28 has a new review opening tonight. Singing, dancing, all kinds of comedy. It's called Finnan's Follies. You should enjoy it. That's at the Harmer House. Pittsburgh Symphony tonight. Heinz Hall at 8:40, and the Golden Agers Hobby Show will be in the Bell Telephone Auditorium at Gateway Center today. Boy, it's a lot of stuff going on. Now, here's the Pittsburgh weather. Warm, possible rain, heavy at times, with strong, gusty winds today. A high temperature predicted of 75. Tonight, windy, cool, more rain likely, and a low of 48. Tomorrow, partly sunny and cool, with a high of 62. And the chance of rain today is 70%, which means there is a chance we might not get any. Slim as it is. But you better take an umbrella to be on the safe side. Kind of breezy now, and 68 degrees. 68, rather comfortable. Bitch, by golly, wow, you just wish it would stop raining for once, don't you? Me too. Here are the Stylistics. Bitch, by golly, wow, it's 19 past the hour, 6:19. And let me check a little bit of sports, all right? Last night, the Phillies got a real good pitching job from Steve Carlton, who passed the 300 mark in strikeouts, now 303. In fact, Bobby Robertson, unfortunately, was his 300th strike. It hasn't been that kind of year for Bobby, you know what I mean? But he picked up his 26th victory. However, in the ballgame, in the sixth inning, Bobby Clemente had his 2,999th hit. Now, barring any unforeseen difficulties with the weather, we will have him get his 3,000th tonight. I don't care. He's stroking the ball so good, Seaver won't be able to get him out four times. The Oakland A's wrapped up their second straight Western Division title in the American League by beating the Minnesota Twins 8-7. They were behind 7-0. In the American League East race, this is the hot one, Boston beat Kansas City 3-1. And then the Tigers and Mickey Lolich lost in 12 innings to the Yankees. So now Boston is a game and a half out in first place. It's unbelievable. It was a great deal of rejoicing in Canada. Team Canada edged the Soviets 6-5 in the last of their eight-game series, won the series 4-3. I didn't think they were going to do it. And that's a quick look at sports. It's 20 minutes past 6:20. They're saying possible heavy rain today, so take the umbrella. Rather breezy now, too. Better put something on your head, girl. Don't you just love those chimes? My, oh, my. Of course, well, at this hour of the morning, 23 past 6. 6:23 on KQV with DiCarlo in the morning from the Hollies. Let's keep it British. As I write this letter, send
I love you. Good morning at 6:25. Cool and breezy today. It's 68 degrees in Pittsburgh. I'm Tom Martin with KQV News.
For goodness sake.
I love you.
Oh, for goodness sake. Clarisil, the most serious kind of blemish medicine you can get without a prescription. Try Clarisil Vanishing Formula that works invisibly, or Clarisil Regular Tinted that hides blemishes while it works. Clarisil.
Edward Furia has been accused of grandstanding. Ed Furia. On KQV Pittsburgh, I'm Tom Martin.
That is Beautiful Sunday by Daniel Boone. Yeah, believe it or not, folks, we've done it again. Daniel Boone here on KQV. DiCarlo in the morning. How you doing today, huh? It's going to be a real soggy Friday. Warm, possible rain, heavy at times. Strong, gusty winds today at a high of 75. Hey, I went out to Crivelli Chevrolet yesterday. I might say, well, what'd you go out to Crivelli Chevrolet for? Well, I go up that way to play golf anyway, and it's right there on the road. I figure I'd sneak in. Nobody know who I was, you know. So I went up, and, gee, are they nice people. I met the big boss, Mr. Mano, who, deals with the... But they're just fantastic. They're all nice, from the top man down to the... And they don't put on a show, you know, because you can get that feeling. A lot of times, you know, somebody will smile at you and say, he really doesn't mean the smile. These folks are honest and genuine. And they are really looking out for the customer. No high pressure. You know, no, you got to buy it today. If you don't buy it today, I can't give you the deal. Did you ever get that routine? Crivelli Chevrolet doesn't operate that way. They give you a price today, they give you the same price next week. Because that'll give you lots of opportunity to go around, check the prices. And you're going to be surprised, because Crivelli Chevrolet has one of the prices that the other dealers envy. And they're right up there in the McKees Rocks Plaza. Real easy to get to, right out West Carson Street. And when you go ahead out, you say, hey, Bob DiCarlo sent me. And I say, who? No. They'll take good care of you. Visit Crivelli's big showroom. The 73 Chevys are beautiful. And that Monte Carlo, it so happens that it sounds a lot like Bob DiCarlo, but it isn't. The Monte Carlo may be one of the most beautiful automobiles in that price field. So go out and take a look. Of course, if you want to spend a lot of money, Corvette, you know, you can do anything you want with Chevrolet. That's the beauty of the automobile. Crivelli Chevrolet. West Carson Street, McKees Rocks Plaza, just 6 minutes from downtown Pittsburgh. And tell them I sent you, will you?
Good morning, 14 KQB.
Shy Lights and Old Girl at 6:39. It's 21 minutes now till 7 o'clock. I don't know how you feel about Jane Fonda, whether you like her or dislike her, but she's going to be in town next week and going to have a slideshow and a bunch of stuff visiting some of the campuses in the area. So just be advised. Warm, possible rain, heavy at times. Strong, gusty winds today. Gonna turn some umbrellas inside out, I'll bet.
Godspell comes home.
Day by day. Hey, Ross.
Mail orders are now being accepted. See Sunday's Pittsburgh Press or call the Nixon Theater, 281-6773.
Reege Kordick here with a few words.
Thank you, Reege. Hey, I just wanted to remind you, with rain on the way today, let's hope we don't repeat. Well, we had Wednesday afternoon, the fatality on the parkway, right? There's nothing I can do about making the parkway less slippery. What you will have to do is take your foot a little bit off the accelerator, okay? we can. With Elton John at 6:46, it is now 14 minutes of the hour. 14 till 7 o'clock on what promises to be a soggy Friday. As we congratulate Mr. and Mrs. Daniel Welsh, Paul and Cecilia Quinn, Jay and Mary Lou Brubaker, Richard and Deborah Petty, and Eugene and Diana Victor. They are all married folks. Last time we had somebody single win. But, of course, it's all done by chance, so, you know, it's just the way it turned out. May I congratulate you all. We'll see you at the Meadows Monday night. Ah, we're going to have a great time. We're going to eat and drink like that boss of mine never, ever realized could be done by 12 people. And we're going to run up a bill. So, you know, have your eating shoes on come Monday. And, by the way, for everybody who got their tickets, use them. We'll have a great time Monday. You make sure you come by, huh? And get those 50-cent tickets. We'll try it. We'll all get together. Come on up to the VIP room and say hello. We'd just love to see you. Well, whether you know it or not, what selection is, Tom, what is it? Tom Martin, about six weeks away or so?
More like, about a month and a half. You're right.
Have you registered to vote yet?
Not yet, Bob.
I'm
a procrastinator from the word go. But I'm going to get down there. October 17th is the deadline, right?
Right. Now, are they doing anything special for registration?
Something really special, especially for young people who just became of voting age. Election day, as we say, is creeping closer and closer in a couple of months. And this is the first election year when the youth has a say-so as to whom they would like to see become their president. Now, here in Pittsburgh, there's a drive to get all the young people to the polls. And Melvin Love, youth director, community organizer, and deputy director for Allegheny County Voter Registration of the New Image NAACP, told us about the drive his people have started up.
We'll be going into bars. We're going to stand on street corners. We're going to canvass throughout Allegheny County and on the outskirts. Being that we are nonpartisan, you know, we're not for one candidate. We are here to help anyone, assist any established voters registration drive that's on its way or is already in progress.
Now, Love says he's not out to support any particular candidate. He just wants to go out and get the young people out to register and vote, and that ain't a bad idea.
Steel City weather.
That's what's going to make it a real exciting election. You know that? I bet you there'll be some changes in the old guard. I just have that very funny feeling. Warm, possible, rain, 70% possible, heavy at times, windy, high of 75. The babushkas have come out of the top drawers today. Tonight, windy and cool, more rain likely in a low of 48. Partly sunny and cool tomorrow. We'll have a fall day tomorrow with a high temperature of 62. Right now in the Golden Triangle, it's 68 degrees. Sunrise at 7:14 this morning. These are the Supreme. My world is empty without you, babe. Thank you very much, Diana Ross, who, by the way, is going to be coming out in her first movie very soon. She plays Billie Holiday, who's a very famous jazz blues singer back, late 30s, early 40s? In sports, at 9 minutes of the hour, 9 minutes till seven, Steve Carlton beat us last night, became the eighth pitcher in baseball history to strike out 300 or more hitters in a single season. Phillies 2 and the Bucks 1. Bobby Clemente had a hit. He needs one more, and he's going to get it tonight. If the weather holds off, it'll be Tom Seaver versus Nellie Bryles. And I tell you, I'm going to that ball game, carry my umbrella whether it rains or not. I'm going to be there in the stands. Chances I'll miss it. Jack Lewis. Do you remember Jack Lewis? Jack Lewis was the guy who played with Arnold Palmer down at Laurel Valley. He leads, at least shares in it, in the Quad Cities Open out in Iowa. Had a 67 yesterday in the rain. Let me finish the baseball stuff, I think. Oakland has clinched their Western Division title in the American League for the second straight year, but over in the American League East, Boston 3, Kansas City 1, the Yankees 3, Detroit 2 in 12 innings. Now the Red Sox lead the Tigers by a game and a half. That's an exciting penetration, isn't it? Pirate owner John Galbraith has purchased the Hialeah Racetrack in Miami for $21.5 million. Little pocket change for the Galbraith. How does a man get that much money?
Good morning. 14K can be.
Tell you, if it costs more than $14.95, I gotta have a consultation with my wife and think about it for a couple of months.
If ever you got rain in your heart.
Good morning. It's 6:55. If the rain doesn't get you, the wind will. It's 68 degrees in Pittsburgh. I'm Tom Martin with KQV News. And on the third day, there was a rehabilitation program. The story in 60 seconds.
Hello!